Hi everyone. So it's my turn on top 26 on This and That, and coming all the way from Accra, Ghana, my name is Esther Baba Edumensa, and today I'm going to be answering random questions, and I'm going to answer them as bluntly and as naturally as possible. So I do hope you enjoy listening. So first question: do you think the world will make any progress if technology didn't exist? No. Technology has come to improve our lives, and we can all attest to the fact that there are a lot of innovations now that are bringing developments in countries and the world as a whole. So no, there would be no progress if technology didn't exist. Second question: what is true friendship like to you? True friendship to me is about being there for the person, regardless of whether you are in contact with the person 24/7. You know, there are these instances where the connection and the communication between a friend is sort of distorted. But then once there's a need for the person to come back into your life, or you need something, the person needs something, you are both there for each other. That's true friendship to me. Someone who supports you, someone who grows with you. That is true friendship. Next one: how do you explain consciousness? Consciousness is basically being self-aware of yourself and your surroundings. Next one: what is more important, the human body or the human mind? So I believe the human mind is more important. The human body is needed, it's very necessary. However, how you treat the human mind can reflect on the human body. If the human mind is healthy, the human body is healthy. If the human mind is unhealthy, the human body is unhealthy. So I believe the human mind is more important. Yes. Next one: why do people do things which they know are wrong? I think someone will be in this situation when, probably out of fear or negligence or irresponsibility, yes, or probably just being rebellious. People tend to do things in these when they are in these conditions. Next one: do you believe the way we dress affects the way we think? Yes. Our physical appearance goes way more than making people appreciate our appearance. It also affects our mentality. Once you believe in yourself that you are properly dressed, it boosts your confidence. You have a sound mind, and then you are able to go into the midst of people, and because of that, you're able to achieve what you have to achieve. So yes, it affects the way we think. Yes. Next one: who do you consider as family? Anyone who is related by blood to me is family. Yes, just anyone related by blood to me. Next one: what role does family play in your life? A support system and the foundation to my lifelong progress. Yes. It's the foundation of my life and my support system. Let me leave it as that. And then the next question is: how often do you set goals for yourself? Oh, I set goals for myself every day. Even if I don't aggressively write them down as goals, I set them in my mind every day that at the end of the day, I have to get this done. Otherwise, my day becomes messed up and I won't be able to achieve what I have to do. And as much as possible, I want to avoid being unproductive. Yes, so it helps me be productive. So I set goals for myself every day. Next one: if you won a lottery, would you keep working in your current position? Right now, I'm not working. So if I won a lottery, I'll still be in school. And then probably after I'm done, I'll set up a business or I'll chill small and I'll enjoy life a bit. Yes. Next one, how would you behave if you were the best in the world at what you do? Well, for starters, I know for sure that if I'm the best at what I do in the world, I'd like to share that. So I'll be someone who will share and impact the lives of others with the best at what I am. Sharing is caring. Yeah, so I want to see everyone grow. I want to see everyone develop. So I'm sure that's what I'll do, is to share my knowledge. Yes. How do you treat people who can do nothing for you? I don't think I treat anyone in any special way, depending on the relationship I have with the person. I treat everyone equally, regardless if you can do something for me or not. But then once I need something from you, obviously I'm going to be a bit more convincing in heed to what you want me to do, obviously, if I need you to do something for me. Okay, the next question is, what or who lights you up? I don't know, so many things. Music, good conversations, good movies, food, and service. When I do philanthropic works or I help someone, even in the littlest, the tiniest possible way, it just gives me this joy. So yes. And the next question, do you work to live or live to work? So right now I'm not working, but I'm pretty sure if I was working, I'll be working to live, because all the hard work, the end result of all the hard work is to have a better life. Yes, so I'll work to live. I don't want to live to work. No, I have to live. Yeah, life is how you live it. What is something you want to achieve before you die? To have made an impact, a big impact in the field of human resource management. I want to achieve the highest honorary conferment ever in the field of human resource management. Next question. One thing you cannot live without. I cannot live without oxygen and God. Yeah, I can't live without God. I can't live without oxygen. Next question. When do you think it's acceptable to disobey the law? I don't think it's acceptable to disobey the law in the first place. But where it is critically necessary, you can disobey the law, where the law is not a right law, or it has not been rightly drafted, and it's against the... Yes, it hasn't been rightly drafted or doesn't make any sense. Yes. And the next question, the 5 most beautiful things in the world to you and why? Wow. 5 most beautiful things to me. 1, friends who see themselves grow together. Nature. Cute animals. Music. And good relationships. So, and why? Because why good relationships? Because good relationships definitely will breed a lot of good successes, and it's in line with friends who see you grow along with them and wish you well. And nature is beautiful. Look at the seas, look at the skies, the animals, cute animals, because some animals don't look cute animals like rabbits, cats, dogs. Yes, they're cute. So next question, which is more important, what you say or how you say it? What you say is very important. How you say it is equally also very important. Okay, I'll choose how you say it, because even if you have something to say and it's as good and as resounding as possible, but then the manner in which it is said is not rightly done, it can be miscommunicated and misinterpreted, and it can bring a whole lot of confusion. So, but even if you have the worst message ever, but you're able to communicate it, even if it is to a group of people with bad intentions or good intentions, if it is even a bad message, but you communicate it well to a group of people and they resonate with you, you've achieved what you want to achieve. So it's more important how you say what you have to say. And then the next question, would you trust anybody with your life? I don't trust anybody with my life. I just trust God with my life. I don't want any trouble. Next question, do you believe in true love? No. No, I don't believe in true love. The only love I believe in is agape love. That is the love God has for us. But me, no, I don't believe in fantasy love. No, I don't believe in it. Next question, what is something you are certain you'll never experience? Nothing. I don't know what I'm here to experience. I'm open-minded. I'm open to anything that will happen to me. What matters is how I react to it, because in our world, stuff are going to happen to us. But then the most important thing is how we react to it. So I'm not certain as to what I'll never experience. Whatever I'll experience, fine. If I don't experience it, fine. I'm good to go. So I like to be babied. So as much as possible, I like to have the most caring partner, sweet, supportive, and God-fearing. So I'd like my partner to treat me like an egg. It's like I really matter. Yes, I want to be the center of his world. Yes, that's my partner. That's my partner for life. So yes, that's how I'd prefer to be treated, like the center of his world. Next question, what's something you are embarrassed you are so good at? I don't know. I don't have anything I'm embarrassed at that I'm so good at. Or possibly there could be something. Even if there could be something right now, I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything. No. Next question. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you see? Take risk. Take risk. Because what is life worth if you are not making... You're not doing anything exciting. You're not doing anything that is going to bring you a rush or something. Do something. Just take a risk. If it's something you have to do, get it done. Next question. If you could speak one word, what would you say? Live. Live. Just live. Yes. Life is for the living. So live it while you can. Just live. Last question. Is there an app you hate but still use? I'll have to check through my phone for that. An app I hate. Oh, Google Meet. I hate that app. So many issues when you are joining meetings in it. It's so complicated. It's not very complicated though, but I'd prefer Zoom over Google Meet. So I don't like Google Meet, but then I still use it because I have no option. If lecturers and organizations are having meetings via Google Meet and that's the only avenue, I have to use it. So that's it, guys. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed listening to the questions. Thank you.